Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. I'm back. Do apologize to our Freedomizer Radio and Blog Talk Radio listeners. I am on a learning curve here for Barefoot is Legal Radio. Be waiting for my co-hostess with the mostest to call in. And there's an issue with the scheduling time here. Apparently it was set for 15 minutes, not 90 minutes, which is what you would get every week. As you see, we are Bear Fought is Legal. That's funny. I will fix it on the dash and save. Awesome. So as we were discussing earlier, it's perfectly natural for a human being to not wear shoes. The human foot was designed to be pretty darn versatile. Okay. Those of us who are able to walk and run and jump and climb, you know this to be true. We don't need to watch the gymnasts and dancers and swimmers and certain runners to know this. Just double check on my analysis. Let's see. Looks like we have Nicole here. Let's clock her in. Try to anyway. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
And hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
I don't know what's going on
hello,
with my phone, guys, but I'm trying. I was trying to get in, and I was having some technical difficulties there. Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday.
This is the awesomeness of live broadcasting.
Right, right.
No, we're not. Well, I'm not.
You're what?
Okay, do we have you on too?
Yes. Hi, it's Nicole Ann, everybody. Happy Saturday.
Hey, this is Patty Peaceful. Am I on?
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm crazy, just like Katmir. Oh, my goodness. If it hadn't been one thing after this morning,
well, I had one of those mornings too, honey.
Yep.
It's the Matrix.
Strange.
I think it's the Matrix.
Strange.
That's what we're talking about on my way home today, that it's just like it's been one thing after another. I can't log on to the, you know, studio, so I'm just calling in like yourself, Nicole.
Yep. That's all we can do. We just kind of have to, sometimes we're just going to deal with those difficulties that we really have no control over.
Right. But yay, we're back up and running, everybody.
Yay.
Yay. We were like, what the crap's going on? We got booted off by the other show, and then I was on hold with them, and I also heard this crazy music. So I just think somebody's trying to get us all booted off or what have you.
Yeah, just messing with us. It's a challenge,
I'm a fan of sci-fi, so I'm going to blame this all on The Matrix.
Yeah, let's. We got to blame somebody, don't we?
Interesting times we're in.
So, Patty, man, all those hostings that you did on your little festival, oh, man, they were so great. Thank you so much.
Oh,
everybody was ecstatic.
Yeah, it was my very first techno festival. I guess I wasn't aware that, or maybe I wasn't educated by my brother enough of what happens at a techno fest. I was blown away.
Yeah. And they do, like, with the lighting and everything, they just go no holds bar. You know, they're just, that's what they do for a living. So it's like you watch it and you're like, wow. You forget.
I stood back in amazement. But, you know, now as he called me a techno junkie, I mean, I've always listened to a little bit of techno, but he's like, now I can't wait to go to the next one and the next one.
Right. So. And that was... Tell us again where, I'm so sorry, I do so much festival stuff, like posting and everything, but where was that again? Where were you
that
located?
In, like, the North Georgia Mountains in Lafayette, or however you pronounce it. I mean, there's all different kinds. It was at the Cherokee Farms.
Mm.
Yeah, Cherokee Farms, Georgia. And I thought, just by looking at the ad, and that's what I'm used to seeing, that it was going to be a mix of things. Like, you know, you'd have the some bluegrass here, some acoustic folk music here, and maybe the occasional, hey, I brought a computer and some DJ equipment. But it was a techno
festival.
Yeah,
I'm a big bluegrass for myself, so. That's
right on.
Awesome.
Shout out to Chris King.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
They had a bunch of different stages and stuff. I was mainly like at the main stage most of the time, but as I kind of ventured around, and the service wasn't that great either, tucked away up in the mountains and stuff. But
right.
They had different, you know, different set of music. But the main stage mostly was your, you know, your techno, and then you had some that were more of, you know, you're hippie, but I kind of didn't venture off too much by myself because, like I said, there were a lot of different characters, if you will.
Yep. That's the festival life. You're going to meet all kinds.
Yeah. See, I've been up here to the Reggae Fest in Isabella, Tennessee. I've been to the what we call the Boogie, where that's more of your hippie, everybody running around barefoot, but I was hoping to get more people that I could interview, but everybody was just so busy in their own little life and world.
Yeah. You seem to have met a lot of people, though, and did talk to, you know, I thought you talked to a lot of people.
Yeah, because I'm actually getting a lot of more followers and stuff on Facebook and promoting, you know, the show and our barefoot lifestyle as well.
You know, people
are just asking me, in general conversation, like, hey, what made you decide to go barefoot one day? And if y'all don't mind, I'll share my story, and it might actually help others out there as well that are kind of teetering on that fence and stuff. Well, as a kid, you know, I always kind of went barefooted, you know, in the summer months and stuff like that. But about 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with a very rare autoimmune disease, which is called dermatomyositis, but in the short term is DM. And what that is it's a musculatory disease that affects not only your skin, but your muscular makeup. It affects every bit of your body, every organ, everything. And
oh,
so
wow.
I was falling a lot, hurting myself, blacking out.
Mm.
And come to find out, about 7 months ago, I really decided, okay, these shoes are too bulky, they hurt my feet. and stuff like that. So one day I just loaded up every one of my shoes, except a couple pair that I've kept, and donated them to the local thrift store, if you will. And then what I started finding out, oh my goodness, I'm walking better.
Yep.
I'm feeling better because I'm earthing, if you will. I've decided, you know, that the energy of the earth and stuff like that was making me feel better.
Right.
And
the bottom of your feet, I don't want to interrupt you, but the bottom of everybody, I mean, a lot of people that are barefooters know this, but I think, Katmer, you've even posted some stuff too, like every part of the bottom of your foot is an organ, if you will. So when you're barefoot and your feet are planted like that on the ground, I mean, you are doing some major healing just by going barefoot.
Yeah.
It's like it's like your hands and your feet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yeah, that's a healing thing.
It is very much so. And, you know, I started doing a bunch of research and stuff about barefoot and all that. And like you said, all of your organs, all the feeling is based on the bottom of your foot.
Mm-hmm.
I started going to my doctors, and all my lab work over the last 7 months, even as of just the other day when I went to my neurologist down at Emory University, and he's like, hey, I won't see you for another 6 months. Your muscles have improved.
Good.
They're a lot stronger. All your lab work and stuff. My liver enzymes were through the roof. I was actually, my body was shutting down.
Mm.
And now they're just blown away by what I've chose to do. Instead of
all of
this medicine and stuff, I'm now finding that instead of taking 15 different medications a day, I'm down to like 3.
That's wonderful.
Let me see if I'm following this correctly. So you were diagnosed with this ailment, and you have made some health changes. Now, one of them, which is directly related, has everything to do with you walking here and there and everywhere barefoot. And correct me if I'm wrong, one warning to someone in your condition would be to be extremely careful. Don't walk barefoot, you know, try not to hurt yourself, or it's going to aggravate your condition. However, because you've been walking barefoot in addition to all the other prescriptions and advice that you've gotten from your doctors, you've actually strengthened your body from the bottom up, and the doctors have noticed this, and you've gone from seeing them once a month. Now the doctor has noted your significant improvements, and scheduled you to see you for another 6 months.
That is correct.
Yeah.
He was absolutely blown away because I had seen him in early February, where I was stumbling. Like a drunken, staggered sailor, you know. People would ask me, are you drunk? What are you on? And it started making me feel, like, really conscious of how I was walking and the shoes and stuff like that, because I would occasionally venture out barefoot because I was like, well, people look at you when you don't have shoes on this way and that way. Well, then I met Dave through a hippie website. And he started really educating me and stuff about the barefoot lifestyle. Started reading a lot more information. So one day I said, you know what? Forget these shoes. I'm done with them. So the only time I have to wear them is when I'm at work, because I work at a chicken processing plant in 30-degree weather. So, of course, I'm not going to be back there with these, you know, without my rubber boots. But, yeah, my whole outlook. I feel better. I have more energy. And it's all just based on going barefoot. People do not realize what type of energy and healing that you get just from the earth, from your laminate floor and stuff like that. Our shoes actually block us from getting that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just
urge anybody that's on that fence, just walk out in your yard a little bit, stand there and absorb that energy and just gradually do it, or one day just say, forget about it. And who cares what other people think about us? All I care about is who I am as a person and how much going barefoot and doing my research and stuff of how I feel. I don't care what other people think about me in this world, because at the end of the day, I got to look in the mirror at Patty.
That's right.
I got to worry about, am I struggling to get out of bed that morning because I'm having a flare-up from the disease? Just about 5-6 months ago, my mother had to rush me to the hospital. My whole body, we thought I had had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't had, normally I'm trips to the hospital every couple months. I hadn't had to go since last October. I honestly believe in my heart and in my soul, it's because I've chose a better way of living.
Mm-hmm. Your story is a great story,
there.
Patty.
You know,
there's a lot of people out there that are suffering that can hear your story and, you know, take a look at it and do the research that you've done and educate themselves. Because it really, I think it's just a real lack of education on a lot of people's parts. They don't, you know, like you said, people will look at you funny or do this or what, but they don't understand. They haven't done their research like you have, you know. But they can hear your story. And they can say, hey, maybe I should try that, you know, especially when you're suffering with something like you're going through. I mean, if there's an alternative, then taking, like you said, your 15 medications a day down to 3, I mean, that's a win-win right there. I mean, come on.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's, so, by the way, I'm picking out a keyword there, Nikki. You know, if you have an alternative. And first thing that came to mind was alternative medicine and the, you know, the unhappy face that people who don't know may get because they're used to, you know, walking into the, you know, their local huge hospital and, you know, sitting there with the machines and whatnot.
And walking out
and
with
then,
a prescription, you know?
Right, and walking out with a prescription in their hand. I want to keep along the same vein here because we are talking about the health benefits of being barefoot, and that's being barefoot anywhere. Yes, even the junkyard.
Right. Right.
Yeah, the savages in the wildernesses of the world, they're not wrong. Because when the first time I noticed that there was something to the this earthing thing, wasn't just because I've always had in the back of my head all of my friends and all these other people that I've always seen, you know, living the quote unquote alternative lifestyle, whatever that may mean to you, but they're walking around with no shoes on. Shopping around for a new home in North Carolina, and there was this one particular home with this backyard, and I just looked at it, and I had this urge to just take my my flip flops off and just, you know, walk on it barefoot. Okay, I did that from the street side down over to the back of the house, and somewhere along that short walk, I got like a high. It's the only way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm. Like endorphins were released. Yeah.
It just like I stood there and I I just, you know, felt this swoosh of energy, and it made me smile. And from that particular moment,
right.
and that was not too long ago, I knew just for a fact, all by myself, you know, that this is real. So
mm-hmm.
again,
it's like a relief.
If, you know, to the you know, to the supermodel, you know, career supermodel listening to this show, wearing the pointy shoes all the time. Yeah, you know what's up when you have to take them off and you know, and
oh,
leave
yeah.
them off. Okay, all you have to do is take them off. All right, to the guy with the you know, heavy, thick steel-toe boots on for the better part of a day. You know what it's like to take off those things, okay? They're, you know, shoes are for either tools, to be used as tools, like a steel-toed boot is, and the type of environment that merits it, and or it's fashion, like the tall platform stiletto heel thing.
Mm.
Oh my okay. God!
I think I talked about this before, you guys. When I worked in the corporate environment, I remember I can't tell you how many times because you have to wear the that was 20 years ago or whatever. But I can't tell you how many times I like slipped and almost like really almost hurt myself. You know, when you're cattle going from like your car into the building. And it's not just, it wasn't just me. It's all the women. It was happening to every. It was like you just slip. Like you could really, really hurt yourself with those. Like you can really hurt yourself more so than Yeah, I mean, and the wet. I think we were talking about it last week too. Like, if you are happen to be in a place where it may be slippery, where you, like if you've got shoes on, you can't feel that. If you're barefoot, you feel wet. You know, you're more aware of what you're walking on or in or whatever. And the tool thing is a really good point because I have a really good friend of mine who, like, suffers big time, does the boots, the whole thing. I'm like, would you just try it? You know, like, I'm not trying to be a pusher, but I'm like, would you just? He's got real bad problems with his feet and his toenails and all this stuff. And I'm like, you got to let that breathe, man. You got to take that off. Like, just try it. Well, I can't do that. I'll hurt myself. No. Just become aware of what's around. You literally become more aware. And you are more careful, believe it or not. You're more careful because you have to be. Like, I think I was telling you, Kamer, I was walking around in the driveway, and it's like, oh, you can't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. There's screws in this driveway, and there's this or there's that. And I'm like, but I'm aware of what I'm walking on because I don't have shoes. Like, it's a mentality of it. It's just a different, if there's a difference that people just don't, they're like, you can't do that. You're going to get hurt. It's like, no, you don't understand. It actually makes you more aware of what you're walking on or in or about if you don't have the shoes. And that's the hardest point to really drive forward for people because their biggest thing is you're going to get hurt.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, guy. Go ahead.
No, you're all right.
No. I was visualizing a particular part of a store that has a rack full of plates and cups and glasses, and they're made of, you know, breakable materials. And I think about people walking up to them and reaching out, you know, with their hands and, you know, inspecting the items and then placing them back. I'm also thinking about, I'm just giving you a piece of my mind, thought process here. I'm also thinking about basic anatomy lessons. Like comparing the bone structure of the human hand with the bone structure of a human foot, and then building up the body from there, you know, veins, sinews, muscles, you know, mm-hmm. right down to the skin. And then you have to think about, I would dare say that you would have to think about all those moving parts. I mean, there's, plenty of people. I mean, we look up to certain athletes and the things that they can do. And, you know, if you think about their feet, the first thing you visualize is some kind of a sneaker. And,
yeah.
You're not thinking that about what's making that sneaker, quote unquote, work. It is this foot that is desperately trying to not slip because it's surrounded by a sock, and the sock is sliding around this other soft, smooth material that's the inside of the shoe, and then there's mm-hmm. all the material on the outside of the shoe, and the athlete has to overcompensate their own body and you know,
that's
their
so
feet
true.
That helps them mm-hmm. get along to whatever it is they're doing. Okay.
Yep.
I mean athletes in general, because their feet, their toes, their ankles, you know, all those moving parts there. You know, if you're sitting down listening to this, you know, swing your foot around. Please become aware of your own body. You know, it needs to move, and you're putting it in the bag, and then putting that bag in the box, and then you're tying the box, and you're calling this athletic dexterity. No, mm-hmm. you're actually hindering your entire body.
You have to use more energy.
Totally. You use more energy because there's nothing to really grip. If you picture, this is what I do anyway. Pardon my my speech here, but sometimes mm-hmm. I picture the foot and the ankle as a body inside a like a sleeping bag, you know, and your head mm-hmm. is exposed because you got to breathe, right? You know, you got to move around and look around, but you know, you're inside the sleeping bag and you're nice and comfy. Well, you're by inside the sleeping bag. Compare that to the human foot and all the moving parts it has, and now put that in a box. Go do something.
Not happening.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work right. so hard just to get that body part moving so you can get along. This is why people slip and trip and, you know, bump into things indiscriminately, and also why there is the concern about the biohazard on the ground, mostly because people are used to having something over their foot in the first place, you know. And, I mean, I'm telling you, this whole thing can steamroll anywhere, you know, just
mm-hmm.
because people won't, you know, keep the shoes off.
I think the biggest top things, too, Kemmer, are the uh-huh. lot of people, as far as, like, every single one of us, wherever we go, anytime, anywhere, and touch anything, you know, the whole, it's a sanitarily, like, unacceptable sort of thing, I guess, socially,
uh-huh.
which has been put on us. But we touch things, you guys, we touch things all the time with our hands. And I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
but we're touching things all the time. And you're not going to tell me, like, you go to the store, like, yeah, there can be somebody that's aware of that. And, like, I need to wash my hands, like, right now. But people are touching
mm-hmm.
everything all the time. And it's the same goes for feet. Like, I think Dave has actually posted a really lot of great things about, like, showing the bottom of your shoes. Like, look at how black and whatever. And the people that barefoot, go barefoot, same thing. But we all wash our feet all the time. I know you do.
Yeah.
I know everybody
far
does.
Far more often than anyone will ever wash all the shoes they've ever worn their
right.
entire lives.
Right.
All of them. Every single shoe.
I think that's the biggest, that's one of our biggest tasks, is people getting past that ew, the ew factor. Like, ew. It's like,
yeah,
you're touching,
that.
Right. I mean, you're touching, like, that doorknob that, like, 10,000 people just touch. And I don't think I saw you wash your hands, you know?
If I can intervene here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, Nicole, I think you're, like, yesterday I was getting just slammed by people in the group and stuff like that that are like, well, you know, barefoot pictures, that, you know, we're proud of that. And I said, whoa, wait a second. Those that are just kind of curious, that can turn people off. And then that's when I posted out there the simple fact of how many things you touch every single day.
Right. And I saw that, Patty. That was awesome.
We touch our eyes. And that is one way that you get sick. It's not just by mm-hmm. going in a room and breathing in that, you know, somebody else's air. We transmit so many diseases, colds, and all that by touching things with our hands. I go to the grocery mm-hmm. store, and I'm going to touch a basket that somebody, about 5,000 other people have touched that have not washed. And
exactly.
I was simply telling them
or
that, hey, I don't put my toes in my eyes.
I love
yeah.
that.
Or
that's a great
or
point.
I'm not going to do a handstand and sort through the fruits and vegetables, every single basket
right.
of them
oh.
with my feet,
oh.
so I can find
that's
the right one to buy. Because
oh.
you know I'm walking on, you know, my feet are on the ground all the time, you know. I mean, same thing.
These are the general misconceptions, you guys. These are the messages that we need to really, you know, get people to think about. If this is what the show is about, you got to think about it. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you rationalize it and think about it and talk about it the way that we're talking about it, maybe people would think about it a little bit more and think more clearly that, hey, oh, yeah, that's a good point, you know, because it's just socially. Right. You think it would be, but unfortunately, you know, what floats one boat doesn't float the other, and it's not that we,
yeah.
this is a place that we can tell our story. Like, Patty's story is wonderful. It's a positive, positive thing. And that is what we are doing here. That is what even the Barefoot is Legal Facebook page is about. It's being educated. It's being aware. It's being, you know, things being talked about. And I think I'm just going to I'll stop after this, but I want to, the only thing that, you know, the Barefoot Legal page is a wonderful place for people to share stories and, you know, communicate with the rest of the people that live like this. But I think people are kind of a little bit sensitive about, like, everybody can take selfies of their bare feet. Like, that's, you know, but what the other step is, hey, I went into Walmart today and I didn't have any problems and I was accepted for how I live my life. And
right.
that's really, you know, one of the more, like, if there's negativity on that page, it's really because anybody can take pictures of their bare feet. Anybody. We all, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I painted my toenails and look, they're pretty, you know. But it's more like, hey, we did this today. I did this today, and I had a great outcome, or this kind of happened to me. And or, you know, there's somebody posts something because they need advice because they don't know how to deal with it. That's
right.
really the message. That's really the most positive way to keep the conversation flowing, if you will, in a more positive
yeah.
way. Because
absolutely.
I love my pretty purple toes, but, you know,
yeah,
it's
purple.
Just a matter
somebody
of, like, tell a story.
Like
right. And then there's, you know,
yeah.
you're going to get all different walks of everywhere and anything that we're, I mean, it's just, a lot of people just aren't educated. This is an open conversation, and that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what the show is supposed to be about. It's an open conversation. It's a safe place where people can come and talk and tell a good story and talk about our lifestyle and how really I'm sorry that, you know, you may not be on the same page as me, but if you want to listen and you want to participate, do it in a positive way. That's the only message
right.
I really want to send, because people just, there is a lot of negative a lot of negative going on everywhere right now. I don't care where you live. Everywhere. And
everywhere.
That's hard enough. That's hard enough for everybody. But, you know, if we can, like, unite as a group and say, this is a safe place. This is a positive place. Let's not nitpick and this and that. Just, you know, be conscious. Be conscious. Share your stories. Get some, you know, hey, I've seen great posts where people are like, this happened. I'm really not sure. I'm not sure how to handle this. And then somebody will come back and help them through it. And I think that's wonderful. That's what it's supposed to be about. If you don't want to be there and you don't like it, then don't be there.
And that's what I was sharing with somebody.
We're a pretty tight-knit community, I think.
I think
things.
So, too. I don't think we get much negative, but I really just wanted to put that out there, so I'll be quiet now.
Oh, no. There's definitely more pros than cons there, Nikki. I really appreciate your viewpoint on that and your insight, because you just told the absolute truth there. We're going to play some commercials here and get one of our callers in.
I have a quick question before you do that.
Sure.
Do we have, I didn't hear the commercials last break, but we do have Mario Serenity Rog, I hope, on the commercial list. Maybe, right? Because I didn't hear it last time, so I didn't know if that, is that one of the, because we love Serenity Rog, and we wanted to stick that out there, too.
I found the one with proof on it. I'm trying to find the other one.
Mario is a Serenity Rog. That's really good. And anybody that's listening, if you can't find it, SerenityRog.com basically it's a really good thing for people that work in an office or older people or what have you. It literally feels like you're on the grass and stuff. So if we have that commercial, that would be great, because he's one of our favorites. So I was just throwing that out there. Not trying to do your dashboard job or anything.
Like you said, we've had nothing but major difficulties trying to get everything up and going today.
Mm-hmm. I get it. It's okay, you guys.
But,
if we don't have it, we don't have it. But at least I threw it out there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We got it.
You know.
Oh, no. We got it.
Awesome.
And for those of you who haven't seen it, it looks like, actually, it looks like that wonderful patch of grass that I stood on in North Carolina that pretty much converted me.
Right.
There you go. And for those of you who, work in a cubicle, you need this. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And we'll be back with Nikki and Patty and our one of our callers right after this.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
I like the way you grow it, no pesticides. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, so locally. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it, no diggity, no doubt.
We've got got squash and peas, pollinator packs for all your bees, melons you wanna squeeze, yes please, yes please.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden, peacefulbelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you sick of being a chump, lied to by politicians and businessmen alike, watching as the world slowly burns, as trillions of debts racked up under your grandchildren's names? Hi. I'm Ben Lucifer Bernanke Cochran. I'm asking that you tune into my weekly radio show, The Patriot Power Hour with Lucifer Bernanke, each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I just need your help fighting these banks of scum. They're sick of fans, behind all the wars, failed healthcare system. I mean, they own all the mega banks, all the mega corporations. They own the media, of course. They've already conquered most of humanity, really. And their juiciest final target. Well, we're next. America's next. So I'm not going out without a fight. So join me Thursday as I use my background in finance and risk management to decode breaking news and developments, all while helping to prepare you and your family for the future waves of financial terrorism that are sure to come. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath hour at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
Okay, and we're back. Let's see, get my
phone. And I'm not a thrower of the phone. I mean, thank God I have a military phone. But
all right.
It's just, there's so much. Okay.
All right.
Hello,
everyone. Let's get one of our... Hello. This is Kat Mears.
Happy
Nikki
Saturday, everybody.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio. All right, let's get our
let's see Kevin. Let's see Kevin.
Is it? It's got to be.
Oh, hey, I guess I recognize my number now. Ain't that sweet? Yeah,
it took
hey,
me a
Kevin.
While.
You guys
hey.
Are awesome. You caught on so quick.
You're so, how is your Saturday?
Well, look, right now I'm on my way to a choir rehearsal barefoot as usual. But right now, you know, I'm battling the heat actually. I think it's supposed to, I know, right? As y'all know, I'm here in Virginia Beach and looking at 90-degree weather for the past couple of days.
Find that shade,
let's
honey.
See.
Find the shade.
Let's see. Add what's the number? Add another 30 on top of that to the ground? Or should I say the asphalt?
It's true,
yeah.
Right now,
my weather app says it's 92 degrees right now.
Okay, so 92.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit last week. We had some talk about how to be us when it's hot like that. Do you have any suggestions for us?
Lord, I wish I did. You know, I can only. For me, it's like, you know, if I know I'm not going to be out very long, you know what I'm saying, then there's no need to have shoes if we're going to be inside for most of the time. Because it's not like I'm a construction worker, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to be working in 90-degree heat for 6-7 hours a day. And let's be honest, it sucks to be a construction worker, but they got to do their job. My thing is, if it really does get up there in temperature, there's no shame in putting on some shoes because you don't want to burn your feet, you know.
Yeah,
and of course, there are some people and very, very few who don't own a pair of shoes or even a pair of socks. So, well, I guess they'll figure it out. You know,
we do have our peeps that live in the in desert areas, or you know, they're in the big city somewhere, and they know how hot the ground is, but they've been at it for a while, so their body has naturally acclimated to their particular environment. So yeah, they can walk barefoot on 130-degree foot, you know, surface. They can do it. You know,
it's like
not an impossible thing.
Yeah.
But when you're starting out, you know, you're not used to it, you're not comfortable, your particular body is built a certain way. I mean, really, shoes are tools. They don't have to be on all the friggin' time. Just be careful out there.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. If your soles can handle it, you know, then say more power to you. You know, say, but at the same time, we know that it takes time for those souls to
that's
build
the point
up
right
never,
there. It takes time. People can't just go out there and do it. They have to, like Cameron said, you have to acclimate yourself to it. You can't just go running out on the asphalt. Like, you have to really build your tolerance.
But from grass to gravel, you don't jump from grass to gravel when you're just starting out. You kind of get used to it. If your little kids are running out on the gravel and they're fine and dandy with it, more power to them. Let them go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like I told you guys, I'm a river person, and the rocks, you know, it was like 106-degree weather, and like the rocks. That was like walking across hot coals. And I was like, well, I can like walk on asphalt, but I can't walk on these rocks. And I was like really like disappointed in myself. And I'm like, okay, well, so I did like 5 steps. And then I did this and scooched over and then did a little bit more. Like, you have to acclimate to it. You can't just go out there and do it. You can't.
People
need to understand
that. Because my thing for me is that, okay, if I'm walking down the street and I know it's 90 degrees, you know what I'm saying, most likely if I feel that my feet are starting to get a little extra warm, I'll put it that way, you know, if there's some grass nearby, yeah, I'll walk in the grass, you know, then walk back on the sidewalk, you know, do alternate like
give yourself
that,
a little break. Yeah, give yourself a little break in between.
Yeah, pretty much, because I'm not used to walking on hot asphalt in this heat. That never even entered into my brain. But it will take time to adjust. But on another note, I was at work last night, and walking the buildings, doing my rounds to make sure everything is safe and secure. So I'm at the So I pass by the smoke pit in my building, and I see three gentlemen, of course, having a smoke, because you know, that's what a smoke pit is for. Having a smoke, and I noticed they were barefoot. So as I started to talk to them, I'm like, guys, I love your God-given footwear. one of them said, yeah, it's better. And then I started to, tell them that, that it was legal and all this stuff, it's almost like they were surprised to hear that it was legal. So we had a nice conversation. I told them about the Barefoot is Legal Facebook page.
Thank you.
That was the only group I told him about, really. You know, there are others. But I told him about the Facebook page. I gave him some websites to go to.
Barefootislegal.org.
Yeah, and I told him about barefooters.org or barefootalliance.org or .com, whichever one it is.
But yeah.
Okay, cool. So then as they were getting ready to head out to some club, one of them was like, I think I may just go barefoot now I know it's legal. So I'm like, hey, good,
yay.
Cool. I don't know if he did it or not.
We need to know your ring.
Yeah, so
we need to know your rank.
I'm an E5, but so basically.
Well, we're gonna refer to you with that, by the way. Right, Katmer? We're gonna do.
What's the nomenclature there for the rank in the Navy? Sergeant?
What? Tech
sergeant?
I'm sorry.
What's your rank?
My rank is an E5.
Okay,
oh, wow.
So Kevin,
what is that? I know it sounds a little technical, but is that like a sergeant or something?
Sergeant. That's like Army or doggone Air Force or something. Because I don't know. I really don't know all the complete names of all the other branches. I just know for the Navy because I'm in the Navy. So. An E5 is a second class petty officer.
Hmm.
Yes.
So, Cameron, about this. Like, that's. Educate us. Not all of us are military.
What the thing is, as I was talking to him, about the laws and liability, we basically all four of us was on the same page.
Really?
I told him, exactly, because I told him about, try running barefoot, but don't do too much too soon or you hurt yourself and stuff like that. And when it comes to walking in stores, like I said, we were all on the same page. I was reading some of the stuff from the barefootalliance.org about the law and liabilities, because as we know, we're almost, beat a dead horse with these companies that just won't listen,
I'm going to interject here for just a second. I want people to know that on the Barefoot is Legal page, they can find the forms. They can find the health department forms and on barefootislegal.org. They can find the forms. And a lot of us have, saved it to our phones. So if we do run into a problem, when we do go somewhere, wherever you are, you can pull it up right on your phone. It's not like you have to carry around a briefcase or anything, but you can actually, every file is right there. And it's, even on the Facebook page, you go up to that little, and all of those forms are right there. So it's kind of an easy way, guys.
I'm going to name one company by name because we do have the letter from their corporate offices, and at least here in the States, it's a pretty common place to shop, and that is Walmart.
Right.
The low level employees may only know the scope of their duties, And, of course, the hearsay about no shirt, no shoes, no service, but Walmart Corporate has confirmed, we have the letter, official letterhead from them. Not just that screenshot, by the way. I gotta upload that. But
when you upload
Walmart
that,
Corporate,
it's gonna go. Is that going to the Facebook page or is that going to the Barefoot Is Legal org page?
Both.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
It's going on both because we have the screenshot from the email correspondence, but we actually have the letter in as a PDF.
Yeah, you know, I think Nick emailed me. Nick is a great. I'm going to put a shout out here.
Shout
I can never
Nick
pronounce
Deutschman.
His last
You're
name,
my hero.
But he really does. He really is a huge activist for us, you guys, and he does everything. He posts stuff and he emails like crazy and he puts letters out there and he's got all that stuff, and he's the one who actually turned me on to the whole save it to your phone. If you got a problem, at least just download it on your phone. You can pull it up and you don't have to, you got that problem, okay, you got a problem, I don't want any problem, this is this and this is legal and thank you very much, goodbye, I'm going to go next door and buy my stuff. Sorry.
You know what? I read some story, I think it was either yesterday or 2 days ago, about some customer who, as normal, you need to wear shoes to be in here, and told this manager or assistant manager, wherever, about the, you know, there's no health law or anything like that. You know, so I think they were, I'm not sure if they were asked to leave or not, but I think as soon as that person left, they gonna make a handwritten sign talk about no shirt, no shoes, no service, thank you.
No service.
Right there on the front door.
Yeah,
I actually saw that.
I saw that. It was from one of our new members, actually.
Yeah, what I didn't see that. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that. It was the strangest thing, because she actually had with her the documentation, but again, low-level employees, they don't know everything their own corporate offices do. And at that particular time, unfortunately, our poor barefooter sister ran into these people, and they unfortunately decided to function off of their own ignorance. They didn't listen to her, didn't look at the documentation. They actually
went
up
Patty.
Their line.
I want to hear Patty. Patty, what do you got to say, honey?
Like in my area, we find that it's the lower level employees using that for empowerment, making them feel that they are actually in power over us. And then that's when I go and I'm like, look, right here, there is no law in the state of Georgia that requires me as a patron to wear shoes.
Yep.
What do they say? How did they respond to you?
I live in Georgia also,
They're just absolutely...
Katmer's in Georgia too. Like, what? How do you deal with that? Do you just kindly say, this is it? Like,
okay,
how do you personally deal with it?
All right, Patty Peaceful, how she personally deals with it is I simply go up to the counter when they say that to me, and I say, okay, here's the situation. Either you want my money, and I'm going to get gas, or I'm going to buy something, or guess what? I'm going right across the street to your competition, and I'm going to spend money there. Guess what? You've just probably lost $50, and guess what? I'm about to blast you out on Facebook where I have hundreds upon thousands of followers just here in LJ, Georgia alone that is going to stop doing business here.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the same thing. When we did the show, he did the same thing. He had his cart filled. I'm not going to say the place, but they refused him. He went across the street and he took the receipt. And he went back to that place after he bought all that stuff, and he said, here you go. This is commerce. I could have spent this in your store, but you chose to be difficult. So I went somewhere else. It's silly.
Yeah, it is silly. Now, on my end, I've stopped doing this, but I should just remind myself to just kind of turn into a cyborg and just take pictures of everywhere I go, because I was posting pictures.
Well, Kevin, you're kind of a quiet guy too, but I don't see you commenting at all.
Okay. No, it's just.
Neither do I.
I know, right?
He's so quiet.
I've only had two incidents, and they were, and only one was kind of like an incident, and that was at a veterinarian's,
Oh, yeah. Tell the story. Tell it.
Okay. I know I've said this before, but at this place, they don't have a sign outside, but I want everybody to know the sign is irrelevant, to a point. Okay, you don't want to raise a stink about it either. Okay. Anyway, I was taking my dog in there to get checked out, and I was counting people because this was the first time that I got into that particular place barefoot. And so I counted seven people, and that's one at the counter, one that met me outside on the floor, and then the rest were just kind of like in and out. One that'd be down the hallway, one was behind me. We went into a particular room, and two came in and checked out my dog, and then the other two specialists came in and did their part. And I'm standing there, and I've got my, I wasn't even wearing my ribbons, okay? I typically do, my barefoot sandals to kind of, like, make people's eyes glaze over. Not that day.
We do have to talk about that after you're done, but, yeah.
But all this is happening, and, I'll save maybe 30 minutes worth of service or whatever before somebody, a lady in the lab coat, pops her head into the room, and starts telling me that, you can't be in here barefoot. Please wear shoes next time. And I say, the animals don't wear shoes. I was just grinning when I said that. I was being, smarmy there.
Pause.
But she said, no, but some of those animals, they might have diseases and so forth. And I'm like, well, do you put all their feet in little pet-sized bags so that when they do walk in, they don't get sicker in this place?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And now so all of a sudden I switch from a little bit of good humor to an outright, contest of intellect here. And that was bad, but basically, the lady just kind of like ducked her head out, and that was that. Have I gone back there barefoot? Yeah, no one said anything since. The only other time was at a supermarket called Kroger, and it was just a regular worker. He just got done stocking shelves, and he just like kind of like sped walked right by me. And said, you need some shoes on. And I'm telling you, by the time I like registered that, turned around and said, I actually don't. He was already down the hall, and it doesn't even matter. And I continue to go there barefoot. It doesn't faze anybody.
Doesn't faze you.
Anybody.
It
manager,
carries over
cashier,
people.
Anybody. No one.
Cameron, you can.
And
you're,
I've taken
you're
pictures
like
there
a professional.
Too.
You're a professional barefooter, though. There's people out there that are listening that. I'm really afraid of that and the looks that they get,
I'll take it from that because, at a particular hardware store whose main color is orange, they have a sign outside, and it says, and they have particular rules there, and I've posted pictures of this on our Barefoot is Legal Facebook page. They want their patrons to wear shoes. Now there is a difference in specifics when it comes to operations at this particular hardware store compared to the other popular one whose main color is blue.
Pulling out a piece of wood or
they just have different ways of working there. However, when I go there, I don't have shoes on. Not one time has it been a problem. Only once when I bought a mini fridge did the worker who was helping me with it say, oh, be careful. And I'm like, trust me, this is staying in the air.
You know what, matter of fact, I remember sometime last year, I was in San Diego, and I was at some open door mall, which I had never seen before in my life. It was an open door mall, and so I was there barefoot, of course, and one of the older, I know I passed by other security guards who didn't say nothing, but I passed by this older security guard saying, yeah, you need to wear shoes, and that is posted on all the entrances to the garage, and yes, they do have it posted. So basically, I did have some shoes with me because, you know, I was on base at the ship, and, you know, you got to wear shoes to get on and off the ship. So I had my shoes in my bag. So what happened was, yeah, I had my shoes on, but then again, I found a security guard. I went back to him and I said, why do I need shoes? Like, yeah, it's like, you know, it's posted or whatever. But then it's like, okay, well, how come y'all let animals walk through the mall? He said, well, yeah, animals are different than humans.
So
wait a minute. That's what he says, that animals are different than humans. So wait a minute.
Paws, just like we have paws. Our fear of paws. They're paws.
I did not know.
We're frustrated, but we've got like 3 minutes here, so I want to. Oh, Patty. Thank you so much for being with us, honey. You're so awesome.
I want to be able to wrap up before
we get cut off because there is somebody after us, and I want to make sure that we get our goodbyes out and thank yous out because everybody has to know, like, we appreciate anybody that is calling in or listening right now. www.barefootislegal.org. And we have the Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal. Everybody, please find us. Post positive things. And I just want to get that out there before we get cut off because there is a show after us. So I hate to be the boss, Cameron. I'm sorry. I just have to put that out there.
Okay.
Sirens.
So quick, I want to get a little bit of information out there.
Oh, no more. No more sirens. Everybody, be positive. Patty. We love you.
Hello.
You're awesome.
I love you.
Thank you so much for posting all this. We want to hear your story. Everybody wants to hear your story. Everybody.
Hey,
you have
well,
been...
real quick, before we get cut off, I want to put out there real quick that we put about 75,000 miles on our feet by the time we're the age of 50. So with that being said, we really need to take care of our feet. People don't realize that.
And everybody that's listening needs to listen and look at Patty's post and find her and alternative medicine. Put your feet on the ground. Put your feet on the ground.
All right. Looks like we're out of time. So on behalf of myself, Kat Meir, and Nicole, Patty, our best friend over here, Kevin's, and barefootislegal.org family. Have a wonderful
you guys
Saturday.
Rock. I love you guys.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Find your feet.
Yep.
Find the ground.
Yep.
Find the earth.
Look me up, and I'll have a lot of information for folks.
Follow Patty, you guys.
Up.
Follow Patty. Peaceful.
Yeah, find your friend. And all you friend me on Facebook, Kevin Stevens.
We're going to get to you,
Kevin.
We're going to get to you. Kevin E5, everybody. He's our best favorite person that calls in every week, and we love him.
I wish I could meet you
all next week. Thank you very much. BarefootIsLegal.org.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so